So I guess first off, tell me a little bit, your season down in Brampton, things are just really coming together for you guys.
Yeah, it's been pretty eventful season so far. I mean, I've gained a lot of knowledge, experience, and had the chance to play a lot of games with a real good group of guys, and it's been a good learning experience, and I've learned to just stay patient and keep plowing away one day at a time, one game at a time, and yeah.
But you find yourself all over the place, so let's talk about right now. You're back with the Ice Caps. It must feel good to be back here with St. Johnstone.
Yeah, I mean, every time you have that chance, it's a good opportunity, you know, and I just want to take it one game at a time, and no matter what league and whatever, it's just the same game, and I just want to just keep being me and working hard and keep being ready, you know, that's all I can do.
Watching you tonight, even, you know, you haven't been back with the team for too long, but you are still, you seem to be still so invested in this group. You are on your feet most of the time.
Yeah,
the board, just really
I get pretty fired up during games, but especially like that when we came back after three goals like that. But yeah, it was, I mean, I know a lot of those guys on the team, they're my friends, and I've lived some pretty great experiences last year with that, so I mean, I still have a big, strong identity for it, and it was almost an unbelievable comeback today, but we fell short. Really heartbreaking, but it was a great hockey game, and there's some stuff we can learn to get better for tomorrow, I believe.
It's a quick day in Montreal,
yeah, 2 days, yeah.
How was it for you?
It was great. I mean, I never expected it. It came really fast, and like we were just talking about earlier, in hockey, things change extremely fast, and you always have to be ready. And I pride myself on always staying ready for anything. And yeah, there was an opportunity. You know, I didn't end up playing, but I mean, you never know what can happen, and you got to stay ready for those things. And I'm grateful for that chance. And you know, you keep working, and you just never know when the next chance will come. So you got to stay ready.
And
sometimes you go through some tough moments, and every player goes through that, whether it's you know, some issues at home, or just like tough games, you know, tough goals for the whole team. You know, everybody goes through some tough times, and you got to make sure you just stay the same, stay yourself. You don't panic. You just keep doing what you do, and you know, we work at it. We've been doing it. I mean, I'm still young, but I've been doing it for a long time, so you just got to trust myself and just keep doing what I do every single day, and at the end, everything's going to come together. I really believe that, and that's sometimes it's tough to keep it in perspective, and you know, there's coaches to keep you in check and all that, and yeah, you just got to stick with it, you know, when you hit those moments, and then in the end, it always comes back. You always go through it.
Sure. We had an opportunity to have a lengthy conversation with Coach Chalk last weekend, and asked him specifically, you know, how he feels you've performed this season, and he had tremendously wonderful praise for you. One of the things he really seemed to be so impressed with was your self-discipline, your work ethic, your nutritional, you know, determination. You know,
yeah.
Every little thing he said, I can tell that young man wants to play in the NHL and is going to do everything he can to make it there.
Yeah.
Has that always been kind of the Zach Fucali makeup to really be
well,
that disciplined?
I mean, it's always been the same desire in me, but yeah, at this level, there's not much that in between players, you know, the line is very fine between the NHL, the AHL, and even the ECHL. So yeah, I mean, I just try to do everything I can to get that little edge, and at the end, if you know, I stay ready every day and do what I do, and just play hard, and you know, at the end of the day, stop pucks. The pucks I stop, you know, the closer I get to my goal, and just helping an NHL team win games, that's my goal, and that's just what I want to do, and I think I'm on the right track, and I've had some great teammates to help me out, and just go one day at a time.